high sweeteners are fantastic. Trips to Sweden could be an ultimate pie sweetener because, you know, we got a headquarters over there, and I'll tell you, the guys over in Seco in Fagersta, and I hope I pronounced that right. No? He's laughing over here. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, God. How is it pronounced?
Fagersta. Fagersta. Okay. But, I mean, they really handle customers and visitors over there really great. And your dad bought me a ticket to take the boat from Stockholm over to Finland, to Helsinki, yes. And said, John, why don't you take a ride over the weekend? And he gave me a ticket.
Do you want to get rid of me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just a great, you know, it was just terrific. And I was really fine. I don't know what it cost, but I'm sure it was expensive. But it was, I mean, they really, really handle people very, very well over there. And if you could get a customer over there, it would be a wonderful experience for the customer as well. So a pie sweetener could be, hey, and of course, this, don't tell them Mitchell told you this, but this is something that if, you know, certain things I'm sure you could spend money on, and that might be a good way to spend it. Get a guy and his wife to go over to Sweden to see the plant. And so I don't know what it costs over to go there. But it wouldn't go on your budget. I mean, you know, the Seco does that kind of stuff over there as a rule. And
once you get a solid trip, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's move over now to page 39. This is a sample proposal. I don't know that this sample proposal would work for you, but it might, and you might get some ideas. And, you know, it's not a perfect thing. It's got components to it that I think are good. It doesn't lay out as well as I'd like it to. I'd like to see... not appendixes, what's the word I'm thinking of, but attachments. If I had attachments, you know, I could put like C attachment A, you know, and then here's A over here. And I got, you know, this thing over here is attachment A, so it's clearly marked attachment A. And so you've got a lot of stuff to see, but there's a roadmap to get through it. But this thing, if you look at it, that there's a box. Anything that's in a box will be read by a customer as long as it's not too lengthy. So if you notice, thing starts off with this letter contains a number of recommended projects that will produce $1.2 million in savings and add $9.4 million in incremental sales. That's how this thing starts. Page 39. Going down a little further, the proposal summary. And, you know, here's the summary. So there's a summary up front, how much the thing is going to save. This, and it's the three-tier technique. Strategic projects, benefits to you. You know, and so there's, this is a proposal letter. Please note, if you decide to proceed by, and there's a little space there, if you put a date in here, we will provide you with a pie sweetener by giving you the CRM database at no charge, a value of, you know, $5,000 or whatever you want to call it. So we got a pie sweetener in. That's the cover letter. It's got the thing summarized. Look at the second page of this proposal.
You wouldn't actually put pie sweetener.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
Seems kind of corny.
Well, maybe you don't need it then, you know. But, you know, the idea is the same. You're still going to say, if you buy this before, right, we'll give you a CRM solution for free. Look at this second page. This is all done in Microsoft Word, this page 40. And in my view, it's very handsome. It shows time, quarter, you know, by one quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and then how these projects are going to fold in. Anybody that's an engineer would eat this thing up. They love to see how these things are going to fit together from a system point of view over time, and there it is, right in Microsoft Word. So there's all the projects. That's what you're going to do. There's your cover letter. And then the third thing is all the projects explained in detail in terms of what the projects are, a description, a suggested supplier, and the benefits if they do it. So that's a proposal. If you don't know how to write a proposal, don't feel bad. You're not alone.
This is pretty much a Gantt chart here.
Actually, it's not. A Gantt chart actually is used to develop critical path. And a Gantt chart is, you know, things that go like this. You know, and you go up here and that kind of stuff. So it's not a Gantt chart. That's just a milestone timetable. That's what that is. And it's simpler. Okay, let's start the role play now. We got this page 42. got 30 minutes here. It says that you want to ask the customer's expectations. You want to listen. You want to repeat back. You want to use his first name. You want to make value statements. You want to build the customer status. You want to be enthusiastic. You want to be prepared, and so forth and so on. Those are the things you want to try to do. And if anybody has any questions, call me, and I'll be happy to try to help you with it or whatever. I hope that in this little role play that you guys did come away thinking there's something to repeating back. There's something to using a guy's first name. There's something to saying, can you tell me about your expectations? And there's something about making value statements. I'm certain that when you did these things, it's unlikely that you just went through them smoothly, because this is an abnormal situation. But let me tell you the importance of role-playing. You cannot underestimate the importance of role-playing. If you ever get involved in a major negotiations, you ought to role-play it. If you ever go for an interview that's for a job, now I hope you'll stay with CECO for your whole careers, but in the event that you were to go for an interview, or you know somebody that you have a wife or a friend or whatever, have them role-play.